This past year, William James Adams, better known as Will.i.am, frontman for the Black Eyed Peas, put a campaign speech to music and created a hit.
Yes, we can to opportunity and prosperity.
Yes, we can heal this nation.
Heal this nation.
Yes, we can repair this world.
The song is called Yes, We Can, after Barack Obama's speech that inspired it. The video is part celebrity endorsement and part campaign anthem. Tomorrow, Will.i.am joins countless other musicians in Washington, D.C. for an HBO-sponsored inauguration concert at the Lincoln Memorial. Will.i.am, William James Adams, joins us from NPR West. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Quite a lineup at this concert. Bruce Springsteen, Bono, John Legend, Mary J. Blige, Stevie Wonder, Sheryl Crow. As I understand it, it's not going to be what we might call a greatest hits concert, but artists are going to be performing songs related to the theme We Are One.
Mm-hmm. I'll be performing a song called One Love, written and performed originally by Bob Marley, one of the greats.
What do you see this concert as saying?
The concert, to me, you know, what it symbolizes is America's growth. If you think about all the protests and all the marches and all the cries for equality, what it means to me is America's graduation.
You know, I guess I don't know entirely what moved you to hear that speech. And it was a speech Senator Obama gave after losing the New Hampshire primary, not the one he gave after winning the Iowa caucuses. What made you decide to turn it into a song, and how did you do it?
Well, before that, in January 2007, I talked to Terry McAuliffe on the phone. He called me up and said, "Hey, Will, buddy, we're going to go at it again, and we want you to support Hillary Clinton." I was like, "You know, Terry, I don't know if what the Black Eyed Peas, what we want to do collectively. I don't know what Fergie, who she wants to support, and App and Taboo." So last time we got involved, we knew Kerry was the nominee. He was like, "Well, even if the Black Eyed Peas don't know, I want you to get involved." So then he calls in January again. I said, "You know, I'm really on the fence." I said, "Can we wait till after Super Tuesday?" He said, "Sure. After Super Tuesday, we should know who you should support. We need to get a Democrat in the office, and by this time, Hillary's lead will be even bigger." I said, "Okay." So I'm sitting there, maybe a week after I talked to Terry McAuliffe, and I'm watching TV. My eyes are glued to the TV screen when Obama gives his speech in New Hampshire.
"When we've been told we're not ready, or that we shouldn't try, or that we can't, generations of Americans have responded with a simple creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can."
It was a creed written on founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It rung to me like it was truth. That is true. Those words, I was like, wow. Then I thought, when I was in school, all the speeches that I had to recite, you know, Martin Luther King's speech and Lincoln's speech and Kennedy's speech, and I pitied the youth today. You know, there's really no politicians that any child or adult in college can be inspired by. And I wanted to try to get that speech taught in schools. That was a goal that I thought was achievable. Mm-hmm. To say, like, "Yeah, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to do my best to try to get this guy elected." You're really shooting for the stars. But if you could have an immediate goal, boom, that I could achieve, like, I know how to get a song on the radio. I know how to make a jingle for a campaign or a product. Well, maybe I can make it into a song and put a melody to the words. It was a creed written on the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants as they struck out the distant shores of pioneers and pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness.
When I did it, it gave me the chills. And from that speech, I knew who I wanted to support. I was inspired by Obama. And when inspiration calls, you don't send it to voicemail. You answer it, you pick it up, and you have a conversation with it.
What issues do you think it's very important for him to follow through on? And please feel free to be as specific as you want to be.
I live in California, and they've cut $200 million around there in education. That's scary to me. We need to fix education. That is should be just as important, even more important than Homeland Security. Creating new jobs is important. I have a Tesla. It goes 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's just as fast, even faster than my Bentley. It's an American-made car. There's no oil, no gas, or water. It's not like the technology isn't there. It's there. And when I get solar panels on my house, then I'm totally carbon-free.
I ask you this as someone who is in show business. In show business, you learn you have to deal with high expectations. It's difficult when you get introduced to now the greatest act of all time. So imagine here you are, Senator Obama's becoming president with people really having a lot invested in his success. How do you meet those expectations?
You meet the expectations by keeping the people involved and informed. You muster a way to continue to inspire people without traditional media. People have to be invested in the success of Obama. Obama isn't just one person. The concept of Obama is we. And that's how you meet the expectations for the we to continue to be involved.
Mr. Adams, I can't thank you enough for all your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do we call you Mr. I Am?
No, that's cool. You can call me Will.
Okay, Will. Speaking with us from NPR West, Will I Am. By the way, it's going to be cold out on the mall.
Yeah, I have my wool.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, doke.
We are one people. We are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story.
You can hear the song and watch the video for Yes We Can at nprmusic.org.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes.